Life is full of adventures.
Do you take this man to be your husband?
I do. Welcome home.
We did it.
He has your eyes.
He's perfect.
Make the most of them all with PenFed checking and savings accounts. Learn more at PenFed.org. Federally insured by NCUA. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope that you are doing well. It wasn't entertaining yesterday, but in the end, the only thing that matters is the victory. So very quickly, of course, our wonderful patrons, thank you so much. And welcome to our newest patron, Alberto Merola. Again, all of you, we appreciate your support. It means everything. You allow us to continue doing what we do here on a daily basis, and it means so, so much. So thank you for that. Andy, that was about on par as what I expected. I mean, I don't even know how we're supposed to break down or review what happened yesterday. Shithousery goal after Majoral dribbles past Skorupski. That seems that. I don't really think we're going to draw too many grand conclusions from that, right?
Yeah, this is, you know, it's one of those games where, you know, there are those games where you ask people, or should I watch the highlights? Here, if you watch the highlights, that's the whole game right there. That's exactly. You know, those 2.5 minute clips, that's the game right there. So it's we all knew it. I think Fonseca knew it. I think the players knew it, that this was a game that nobody really cared about, and the starting lineup explains that perfectly. I was really amused by how many people were actually surprised by, us fielding Reynolds and Mirante and Fazio even making an appearance. But this was, this is what this game called for. We got exactly that. Luckily, Bologna, didn't really impress going forward. They had a number of chances, and they somehow managed to squander all of them. And then that one single mistake, that really one single mistake all game long in the back line, helped us get through. And I cared very little about this game. To me, this is, we've come to a point in the season where indeed the Serie A is something very distant compared to, I don't know, a month or two ago. Now it all seems to be so, sort of in the background when you think about Thursday and what's to come.
Well, what are you expecting for Thursday? Because we are so used to, I feel as if we have this guard up in the back of our minds that we're almost ready for meltdowns of epic proportions. Come on, that can't happen, right?
Yeah, it cannot happen. We've had far too many meltdowns already this season, and one of this magnitude where really it seems pretty clear that everybody's sort of on board with the thought that, whatever happens in Serie A. But now we still got a chance in this competition, and we're the only team in Italy that got this far in Europe. We have a real realistic possibility of getting to that semifinal. Why not, right? Why not make it happen? And it would be very unfortunate and very disappointing if we could not, go back and at home capitalize on this really perfect opportunity. You managed to rest some key players. Maybe you'll see Mkhitaryan for some minutes maybe you'll see Pastore. Hey, Pastore, maybe. Oh. Or is, wait, is he in the list? I'm not sure if he's in the list.
No, I don't think he is.
No. Oh,
it
damn
was just
it.
Nice see? To see that he was alive yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice to see. And that's unfortunate. But, well, anyway, we're still looking at a team that has, you know, gotten back Vertu. Hopefully Mkhitaryan will be able to contribute. Hopefully Pedro will take this seriously. And I just want to see sort of a team that knows what it's doing. We've as I said, we've seen too many meltdowns. And a game like the Bologna one, where you sort of walked in the park, you know, for 90 minutes, you clearly played with very little intensity, very little heart. You made some things right. You managed to keep the effort to a bare minimum, and it was done in order to capitalize on Thursday, to make that thing happen. So it has to happen, because otherwise you'll look back upon the whole season and conclude that, wow, this was all pointless. The pain, the struggle, the injuries, the loss against Spezia in the Coppa Italia, this, all of it just amounts to a big pile of nothing. It really, that would be, you know, that would be a very Roma thing to do. But I do think that everything has been pointing to this game, right? I mean, in recent weeks, you've fallen behind in the Serie A. You've seen your opponents do far better in terms of form. You know, playing a single competition helped a number of teams, including Atalanta, Lazio, and so you, Napoli. You see these guys, you see those teams sort of come back from the dead and leave you behind. That's why you have to come out with the right intensity on Thursday. You just have to. It's sort of an obligation for everybody. And I think that if they fail that test, then, you know, the consequences will be terrible for everybody involved.
Again, the prospect of Roma bottling this and what we would have to deal with afterwards is just terrifying to me. I have to tell you, I can just see it now. And I guess I wanted to bring up slightly, because I saw, ironically, you tweeted or retweeted, I think 15 to 20 minutes after I watched it. Bobo TV, man. I can't get enough of it, first off. Even if you don't speak Italian, well, I wouldn't recommend watching when Cassano is talking, because I think even the most... even the best of speakers who have lived there their entire lives still don't know what that guy says half the time.
Well, yeah, but in you know, considering who he has opposite, like Bobo Vieri is also not a, you know, not. I mean, when you're listening to him, it's not exactly.
Well, he does this thing where he mixes English words like into Italian phrases, so it's very funny. It's kind of like the guy who has just given up on both languages, so he just kind of just goes in between.
And then you have Lele Adani, who you know, thinks he's got some Latin American blood or something.
Oh, God. Well, we can. I don't want to get into him, but you know, he kind of. They talked about what Fonseca brought up in the environment in his press conference after the win against Ajax. They talked about it for almost half of an hour, just about how the media, how it works, how it's very particular in Rome. And I guess by extension, I know, again, just by being Roma supporters, we tend to expect the worst almost, which, again, having watched this club for as long as many of us have, you can't really blame us for doing so. But it sort of feels like the mental well-being of all of us, like, hinges entirely upon Thursday. And once again, the prospect of what would come in the event that there is a negative result, I just don't know if I have the mental fortitude to put up with that. I mean, can you talk about a little bit the things that they went into? Because especially Cassano, I mean, he went on a 10-minute long diatribe about how...
It's a fascinating watch.
And in fairness, I mean... Bobo Vieri obviously didn't play at Roma, but played at Lazio. He understands the inner workings, but he understands the environment. I think Cassano, I mean, regardless of what you think of him, because he has turned into a boomer where all he does is complain now, which is...
Yeah, and reminisce about his partying days, yeah.
Yeah, but I will say he brought up Luis Enrique, how...
No, with, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, go on, you take it then.
I think that what is most surprising and most and insightful about, because again, this is a channel that came, for those that don't know, Bobo TV is sort of a Twitch channel, right? It's yes. Run by Bobo Vieri, Antonio Cassano, Adani, and then there's this other guy that I always forget his name. And they, you know,
the guy who speaks softly and just he's there.
Yeah,
he's
he just like, nods. He's like, he just nods. He's like the moderator, like the teddy bear in the background. And I think they initially got together just because they sort of wanted to just chill out and hang out together and talk, you know, shit about different things, about football mainly. And that became like a platform for other, you know, former players to come on, including Totti, De Rossi, and all kinds of people, and surprisingly, it also became this sort of alternative platform where it deviates from what you hear on Mediaset, what you see on Sky, what you see on DAZN, whatever. It's sort of they show you in their, you know, by being really hilarious in the way they speak Italian, in the way they talk about things. It provides something extra to the topics they cover. And for example, as we said, they covered Fonseca's post-game conference at Ajax, which is something that they, you know, they touched upon at Sky, but not many newspapers talked about that aspect in a positive light. Obviously, journalists and Italian newspapers treated that as an attack on, you know, freedom of speech, on journalists and source relations. And Zazzaroni made a whole cover page of apologizing because you know, some of the news leaked out from their end, and on and on and on. And Bobo TV did a really good job of talking in depth about what it means to, you know, to sit in the locker room or be a coach and go out and you know, look at these guys on training ground and at the same time have that looming cloud over you, that sort of all these things that have been said and are being said about, you know, a coach not getting along with a certain player or players not respecting a coach, which is something that has been talked about at length at Roma. And more recently, there came out a report that after the result against Sassuolo, the players really just left Fonseca in the dust, and, you know, they told him to go fuck himself, and they didn't want to listen to his training advice. Some of them even started training individually, stuff like that. And they talked in depth about how these simple things that are keep being said and keep being spinned around, you know, and in this sort of circle of newspapers feeding off each other, because it's sort of this endless cycle of things being said that then, you know, are regurgitated and then turned into some other things, and suddenly
Cassano gave great insight on this, particularly when he was talking about Dzeko.
And Cassano also shows you how, you know, what issues are salient, what the media think is interesting, what not, what fits their narrative. For example, I remember that the words of Cassano about his days with Totti and how they used to party and go around Rome and not show up to training, and ha ha ha, it was so funny. That kept being reported for like a week. But what he said about Spalletti also at Bobo TV, about Luis Enrique, he said that these guys brought in an incredible atmosphere of really dedication to work. You know, they brought in some really tough ethics around the place of you put in good work. You work your ass off for this shirt. And he praised Spalletti, he praised Luis Enrique, but he also touched upon the fact that their downfall was not as much about football as their image and what was being said about them and the team and the players and their relationships with the players and how that really, at the end of the day, factors in to a lot of the performances. Because it's very easy to say, oh, you know, are journalists out there playing? No, it's the players. The players go out there and play, so it shouldn't matter what is being said about them. They should still perform. It's their job, right? But at the end of the day, in a place like Roma, it's pretty clear when somebody like Cassano or even Bobo Vieri, who was playing with the other shirt, talks to you about, you know, about this whole atmosphere where anything, you know, anything you do that is, you put one step wrong, one foot wrong, and that is, you know, blown up out of proportion. You yes. do one thing right, and then you're being hailed as this incredible hero, and then you make that one small mistake, and then boom, you're back in the garbage. And that's, I think that was very insightful, because it shows you that it's not something that fans come up with. It's not something that is, you know, make believe. It's there. It's present. It manifests itself in the locker room.
PenFed Free Checking offers zero fees and zero balance requirements for zero hassle. PenFed Access America Checking lets you earn money on your balance for dreams big and small. Choose the best account for you and start making the most of your money. Learn more at PenFed.org. Federally insured by NCUA. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed Credit Union.
Yeah, and I know this is probably getting off like way off topic as to what most expected us to discuss, but you know, I just fear for Thursday, like that is sort of the path we'll find ourselves down, where we just where it just seems like it's the end of the world. That's really the problem with the ambiente, right? Where everything is just blown out of proportion. And to Cassano's point, I don't know if you already said this, but he just talked about how, you know, only in Rome, you know, only in this city can you find or manage a way to chase away Luis Enrique, a guy who has won everything, yeah. a guy who has a very modern idea of football, a guy who, I mean, the penultimate gentleman, that was another thing he talked about, how you could be yeah. the nicest guy and it doesn't matter. This environment just eats you up and spits you out.
Yeah.
And it sort of just feels like we're teetering on this once again, almost like this civil war with, you know, between the club and the media, wherein if something goes wrong Thursday, it's going to be the end of the world. But I feel like the only way for that not to happen is if Roma win the Europa League, and I feel like that is obviously
apparently to certain somebody's, that is the bare minimum that Fonseca should do. I don't know if you are aware of that, but there are some people who have spoken recently in Roman radios, and they said that if Fonseca wins the Europa League, that's the bare minimum that he's supposed to do as a Roma coach.
Yeah, well, with all those European trophies the club has, I can completely understand that. But I guess my thing is, you know, once top four, you and I disagree on the actual timeline, but I think top four has been out of the question for a few weeks now. You know, it feels like once that sort of went astray, that it really has been open season with Fonseca, with a number of players. And again, I just sort of find myself in the position of, okay, you know, obviously we all want Thursday to go well, okay? But again, in the back of our minds, we always have that worst case scenario. We're Roma supporters. And I just fear, once again, like we could overreact and find ourselves in a position where we're making these sweeping changes when it's really, honestly, just one bad result that can happen to anybody. Here's the thing. Okay. We all know what happened to Juve versus Porto, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody who before that would have had Juve going out to Porto. Nobody. of course, the days after, very, very negative, very negative. But it does seem to die down 2, 3, 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever, very arbitrary number. But it dies down nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like at Roma, we discuss the same thing. Okay, there's still things being written about Jekyll. Okay, do you remember just a few days ago in his pre-match press conference for Bologna? I mean, Fonseca is being asked about Dzeko in the fight from four months ago.
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah. Because
and, when, then, oh, yeah. And he's also being asked by Paolo Assogna if he's going to appoint an Italian assistant manager.
If I mean, he wants on, to man. Appoint Serge Cosmi or Andrea Zoli as his tutor.
Or Colantuono. These are the champion managers that are really going to tip the scale in our favor.
Yeah. And these are the guys that are, once you put them around Fonseca, we're going to win the Scudetto. That's good. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, but I guess for people who like don't spend a lot of time in Italy, this can seem like a very like silly thing that we're discussing. But it does happen, and I know like when we talk about the environment, I can understand, especially if you're not familiar. You can the reaction can perhaps be to just sort of roll your eyes, but I really don't think people can dismiss it so easily. I really don't.
And another thing is that Adani was talking about it, that, and which is funny because Adani, for those of you that don't know, is a commentator for Sky Sports. So he's sitting out there with two former players and another guy whose name I don't remember, and he's, you know, he represents Sky, but he's also talking about this issue, and he touched upon it that. It's not even a matter of, you know, of having the wrong agenda or trying to bring up stuff. It's trying to talk about football in a way that has nothing to do with football. Mm-hmm. So he says that when you approach someone like Fonseca, who is clearly a connoisseur of football, who is a believer in a specific way of playing football. This is not Cosmi. This is not Andrea Zoli. This is not Ballardini. This is a guy who knows what he's doing, wants to express himself through his team. So clearly, when you're talking about him or to him, you should approach him and open up a dialogue that is football related. And instead, I think that we've been exposed to in these recent months to a barrage of news and insights and scoops about things that have nothing to do with the actual way Roma play or what Fonseca wants of them, you know, what players play in which positions. It's all about, oh, you know, this guy doesn't get along with this other guy, and this guy holds a grudge against this guy, and this guy wants a new contract and he's not getting it, so he's unhappy. And it's all this stuff that I think is most clearly manifested when talking about Roma. Obviously, I think this is a larger issue with Italian sports media, but it's just unfortunate because it once again shows you that this can have an effect on how, you know, how players go out there and perform, and how a manager manages to sustain the pressure. Because Fonseca, for everything that has been said about him, has been a gentleman. Like, he's never said anything really remotely offensive or, you know, right, reactionary. He didn't behave like Spalletti. Okay, Spalletti, by this time Spalletti would have just killed somebody, and Sarri would have just dug up a big fat booger and thrown it at someone, but Fonseca has kept silent. And I think that following the Ajax game, he'd had enough, because you, after a win like that, as underdogs in a really gritty game where you came back and out of nothing, you came back and you have a shot at the semifinal, and you just it was too much for everybody, and for him included. Like, he had to let it out, and that just shows you that these things, they're not just being said and thrown out there, and then they just like disperse into thin air. They stay with these people. These people think about that. It gets to them. It reaches them.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect way to put it. I just think that, again, I know we talk about this so often on here, and it can, you know, sometimes fall on deaf ears, but it is a very particular place. So for you then, I mean, just from like an, if you were to take it from like a third party perspective, do you think basically that Thursday, the future will be written for Fonseca one way or the other? Like, do you think he loses? Wow. Adios, goodbye, see you later? Like, do you think it is entirely contingent upon Thursday? Because
are you saying that if he wins, they renew him automatically?
Well, I'm saying that if he doesn't win, there's no question. We don't even have to have the discussion. He's gone. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think if you make a semifinal, perhaps a final, I think that begs the question and warrants deeper thinking into it, more calm thinking, I might add. Right. But again, if you ask Thiago Pinto, he says, no. His fate does not rely entirely on this tie. It doesn't.
Right.
I don't know what to think, though.
And it's funny because Thiago Pinto, if you remember a couple of months ago, just like when he came in, he was very enthusiastic, and he was saying that this guy is a keeper for the future. You know, this is, we want to stick by him, blah, blah, blah. And before the Ajax game, the question was, is this decisive? And he just said, no, it's not. I don't really know how to interpret that. To me, if it was up to me, Fonseca would stay, but it's not up to me. And I do think that he's at the end of the line, just because, and maybe again that factors into his sort of being a gentleman about it. And there's been a number of questions, what's the future for you? What's the, are you worried about the no contract renewal? What's your mindset going forward? And he keeps repeating the same answer to me. It's not about the future. It's about the present. It's about Roma. It's not about me. To me, that sort of answers the question by itself. That's like, I'm not going to be here.
Right.
I want to see this through. I want to end this on a positive note. I hope to end this on a positive note, but this experience for me is done. It would have to be something really spectacular, I think, to change anybody's mind. Because I think that even Fonseca by now, especially after that,
he has to be tired of this.
Yeah, especially after that Ajax outburst, you could see there was a lot of pent up frustration. A lot of also just sadness about the fact that, again, those photos that we talk about of him coming here and all, all beautiful, all shiny, all handsome, and then against Ajax with the 3-day stubble and just clearly worn out. Those are funny to an extent, but I think I had the impression that this was a guy who came in here, again, with a lot of hopes, and then sort of was just negatively disappointed, just like plain disappointed in how sort of everything turned out to be. And I think that he's fed up, and that if it was up to him, he'd probably also just say, okay, goodbye. So I think we would really need to have like sort of a spectacular run in the Europa League to even consider bringing Fonseca back.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Well, let's end this more positively then. They see this through, right?
Yeah. They see this through because hopefully they've learned to take these games seriously. Hopefully they know that Ajax really were, beating on the door. They were really knocking them down, and Roma had a number of really incredible episodes go their way in order for that result to come true. So this is not going to be a walk in the park. This is not going to be something as low tempo as the Bologna game. This, you're going to be looking at a team that will want to overturn this result. They will come in here and think we should not be in this position. We deserve to go through. So hopefully Roma have seen enough letdowns. They've seen enough disappointing results to realize that this is the opportunity to prove everybody wrong, to see this through, and win and go through. And because that's really all you can do right now is in a season filled with ups and downs, filled with injuries, filled with disappointments, filled with important matches lost in horrible fashion. This is the one match that the whole season has been building up to. Okay, and you need to get this right for everybody involved.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think that's a mindset they have to take. I do think that they see it through. I do think it will be nervy. It always is. It's never straightforward with this club. But I do think they do it. And then, of course, that brings on the possibility of facing Manchester United, which, for a whole load of other reasons, that will just be a joy to discuss, because I can only imagine the number of 7-1 questions that Fonseca will face. Even though, how old was he during that? He's probably like in his 20s, I imagine, when that happened.
No, I think he was what?
No, probably in his late 30s, because he's 47.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, you know that question will come. All right, everybody. That's where we'll leave it. We're confident ahead of Thursday. Let us know if you are too. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you tuning in, and we will chat again after the match against Ajax. Until then, ciao.
Ciao.
Life is full of adventures.
Do you take this man to be your husband?
I do. Welcome home.
We did it.
He has your eyes.
He's perfect.
Make the most of them all with PenFed checking and savings accounts. Learn more at PenFed.org. Federally insured by NCUA. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed Credit Union. PenFed Free Checking offers zero fees and zero balance requirements for zero hassle. PenFed Access America Checking lets you earn money on your balance for dreams big and small. Choose the best account for you and start making the most of your money. Learn more at PenFed.org. Federally insured by NCUA. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed Credit Union.